So, thanks everyone for joining to this call. My name is Ibrahim Kıvanç. I'm working as Windows Technical Evangelist. I'm based in Turkey and I am part of Turkey DX team. So basically today we will be covering Universal Windows Platform, especially Windows 10 perspective, how we can benefit from these tools and this platform, and how we can add different values and how we can differentiate our application using this platform, not just for writing an application, but using really cool features of Windows 10, and you can benefit from those, and you can provide really like a high quality solutions into your expertise and into your areas as well. So, the first of all, I would like to start with talking a little bit about myself. As I mentioned before, my name is Ibrahim and I'm based in Istanbul. This is my background. Like now, I graduated from computer engineering, and in 2010, I was Imagine Cup winner from Turkey, and I went to Poland to represent Turkey on behalf of my country. So basically it was an amazing experience. So since you are interns, like if you will be finishing your internship in this year, I definitely suggest you to join this competition. This is really like, you know, the cool thing. You can learn lots of new technologies and you can learn new stuff, like, you know, while you are just competing, while just like, you know, joining this competition. So after that, like, you know, I graduated for Management and Information System as a master program, and my the thesis was top of like cross-platform strategies for enterprise companies, and also we will have a session regarding that thing as well. So I have lots of experience on Xamarin and Apache Cordova, and I will be sharing my experiences during that session as well. So if you will look at that, like, you know, my background is, while I was studying at university, I worked in a startup for 2 years, and right after that, I just joined as a software developer in a corporation bank, the biggest bank in Turkey, for 1 year. And right after that, I joined Microsoft for technical evangelism. Like, it has been 4 years and maybe more than 400 partners. Like, now I just reach out and I just help them. So in a nutshell, if I will explain my role, I am just an early adapter for the all new technologies, especially on client side. So I mean Windows 8, Windows 8.1, Xbox One, right after that, like in a cross platform, and nowadays Windows 10. So you can just like see my experience on the below side. So the basically, like, now I just work on very different topics. Nowadays I'm covering Windows 10, office applications. Most probably we will have another session for that. And also Internet of the Things, I'm working with Raspberry Pi 2 with Windows 10 IoT Core, which will be part of this topic as well. And also I'm just like, you know, the focusing on Power BI and Azure Machine Learning and most of Azure services, which is touching to development side as well. So this is just like the basically me. And if you have any question related to these topics, please don't hesitate to reach me. You got my email address and you got my Twitter address. You can just like reach me anytime from anywhere. So we can start the session right now. As I mentioned before, like this will be a journey. This is just like, you know, the first step. So this is just showing like how Windows 10 is working. So basically, you are all using Windows 10, and let's see like now why we should move to Windows 10, or why should people move to Windows 10. So as you know, like in a Windows 10, Windows devices were really like in a popular. They are still popular, but like now there are some problems with. There are different versions of it. Like now, there are XPs, like Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 8.1. So if you look at that, like around 1 billion devices are there, but like none of them are like in a single platform to like, you know, reach our app store. So basically, like, you know, we have our Windows Store. Like, you know, through the Windows Store, like anyone can reach any application, download those. So basically, what we want to do with Windows 10, so we really wanted the people to move to Windows, not needing for Windows. We would like them to choose Windows and love Windows. So basically, like what I will cover in here, just like, you know, the helping people to like, you know, get under like, you know, get an understanding, like, you know, why should they use like, you know, our platform. And in the coming days, there will be like, you know, billions of users. And like, we have a goal in 3 years, we are targeting 1 billion users of Windows 10. So this is really like really, really amazing. So how we will do that? Like, especially if you check the screen, so there are phone, phablets, small tablets, and phablets, like as you can see, like large tablets, like laptops, all in ones. So these are like the things we are familiar with it. So there is a new device like the Surface Hub and Xbox. So these will run Windows 10 too. And in addition to these things, like we have other gadgets like holographic processing unit, HoloLens. So you just like to see in the videos, I guess, like that is really exciting. So the cool thing is, like this is Windows 10 too. So in addition to do that, like we are moving to Internet of the Things era, and there are lots of new devices and there are lots of new gadgets. So Windows 10 is running on those devices too. So we will be like talking about case by case, like where we need those and how we can use those. So these are really like the critical questions. I'm working with lots of partners in Turkey in order to build some IoT solutions. So they are really like excited about that thing because this is secure and this is the familiar platform what they used to use in commercial side, and that's why like they really would like to see lots of opportunities on like now IoT using Windows 10. So like in a nutshell, like this is just one platform. So in Windows 8 and 8.1, in terms of user experience, like we were just saying, this is just like the same experience as one platform. But right now, this is exactly one platform on top of one Windows core, and we will be like diving deep into that thing. So basically, like if we will differentiate these things, so we are differentiating these devices into like the different device families. So we call it like devices and IoT, like the mobile and PC, Xbox and Surface Hub, and the last but not least, like a HoloLens. So if you can check like these things, like these are the different things, different platforms you can reach. So for example, let's say if you are developing a commercial application and you don't want to publish that thing on Xbox, that's cool. So you can just build an application and you can just select only mobile and PC if your business is relevant to that thing. Or if you are like building a 3D holographic solution or game or something like that, then like you can only build HoloLens, but just using like this platform. So we will be talking about that thing and what are the differences and how you can benefit from those things. So the basically we call this thing as Universal Windows Platform. So in short term, like you will hear UWP a lot, and I will be using UWP a lot as well. So that term stands for Universal Windows Platform. So this means like there will be one SDK and there will be one development tool, Visual Studio 2015. There will be one UI, like it depends, like you can change it as well. So that is adaptive, and there are like there are like different user inputs like speech or face recognition or with Windows Hello like iris detection or something like that. So there are lots of features like you can benefit from those. So if you can look at that, like there is like a reuse of like an existing code, so you can write once and that code will run on like these like the different device families. So this is just a main aim. And right after that, when you finish your project, when you finish your solution, and then like you will go to one store, dev.windows.com. I will be sharing resources with you. You will have only one developer account and you will have only one developer experience. So basically, when you publish an app through one place, and you will reach out like these six different device families from that place. So that is really fantastic, and you will really love it right after that. So how we came to this platform journey? So basically, there were lots of feedbacks. So it started with Windows Phone 7.5, and right after that, like Windows 8 came out. So the basically Windows 8 and Xbox One just like them published at the same time and announced at the same time, and these were just like the sharing the same UI experience, and people really like that thing. But for the development perspective, there are some differences because you need to develop three different applications. Around 70% of your code you can share between 8 and 8.8 and Windows Phone. So this was not really expected or how can I say it? Like waited from development perspective. Developers were looking for let's write one code and it will run on every places. So the basically we step forward with Windows 8.1. So basically, Windows 8.1, we came out Universal Windows Platform at the first time. We call it Universal Apps. So that was helping to you, you are writing code once, but some of the UI elements are not in the common place. You need to differentiate those things, and you need to do some modifications around 10% or 15% of that thing. So that was again it's a good step, but it was not enough. So we took really nice feedback right after that, and we just developed Windows 10 on based on all feedbacks. So right after that, we said that okay, there's Xbox One, Windows desktop and PC, and Windows Phone. So these will be one platform, and you can develop one application, and then that will be only one unified platform. So at the same time, there are IoT devices, especially if you ever work with Windows Embedded. So this is just one part of IoT, and including Raspberry Pi, Minnow board, and also Dragon board. There's a really huge opportunities. You can just create really cool application in one platform. So basically, these became one operating system, on top of one operating system. You are just publishing your app. So if you will look at the Windows architecture, how it is the acting. So as you can see, Windows 10 operating system. On top of that, all desktop technologies, like the .NET technologies are there, like runtime, like .NET languages, like C++. On top of that, you are just using WPF or workflows or other technologies. So right after that, Universal Windows Platform, which is a new thing on Windows 10, is using .NET languages again, using XAML and HTML and DirectX. You can just develop these applications. So you can use .NET languages, C++, and web applications as well. So web application, I will be deep dive in the coming days. So basically, you can host any website into an app, like a hybrid application. We will be talking about those things as well. So in the coming days, there will be different options to build Windows 10 applications. So some of them are preview right now. Basically, you can compile an Objective-C code right now, iOS application, and you can convert that thing into Windows 10 app. So that is a really cool feature. So basically, you can just go to GitHub and you can just search for OBJ WinC. And then you can find the related content for that. So right after that, there will be Java, you can just run Android application on platform. So but this is a private preview right now, so it is not public. So hosted web application, so this is public. You can host any website into your application, and there will be another support for Win32 applications. So you can publish your desktop application through Windows Store, and people can reach out through there. And even you can integrate in-app purchases into those platforms as well. So to sum up, you just develop an application. So that is one platform, but what about the UI? So as you can see, on the screen, it is just adaptive UI, as you can see. So if you are using Windows Phone, or if you are using tablet or PC or Xbox or Surface Hub, so it detects it, and whenever it detects it, it just respond due to the screen size and due to the use scenario into these platforms. So basically, this is a really great thing, and you are familiar with websites nowadays with this technology. So it's called responsive UI or adaptive UI, responsive Windows, responsive web app or adaptive web app. So like this is exactly the same scenario. So basically, I call it Windows adaptive Windows apps. So whenever like you know your app is running on a different platform, it just detects it and it is just like you know acting like that. So this means like you know you will have one application. We have like one platform. So you will have one dev center and you will publish through the one store. So what about like some device specific features? Like if these things are common, but there are some stuff which are not available on other platforms. Let's say the SIM connection, or let's say like some hardware buttons on IoT or screen or something like that. So basically, like there are different things. Like as you can see, so there's Windows Core, which is one platform, and this is like the common in every single platform. But like if you would like to use like the different specific things, let's say the Kinect on Xbox. So this is a very specific thing and only available on Xbox. So there are some extensions you can integrate into your app and you can just use it. So let's say like if you are developing an IoT project, there are some pins on devices. So you can just like add extension and you can just like understand like there is a pin and you can use it. Like in the demo, like you will see it like clearly. So as you can see, like these are the device families, and these are the things like which are belongs to. For example, desktop CPU, SKU, like the PC two-in-ones are there. For the mobile, tablet, and phones are inside of that. For Xbox, sure, like for IoT, Microsoft Band, and IoT headless SKUs, Raspberry Pi or any home automations will be there. The Surface Hub and holographic SKU, which is for the HoloLens. So like we will be using Visual Studio 2015 in order to build UWP applications. And as you can see, like there are some single APIs. So the single API is helping you to define your platform, and then every single device can detect it and act like that. So as I mentioned before, we will use like Visual Studio 2015 in order to create an application, and right after that, like we can add some specific features for phone or Xbox or anything else. So for the extensions, through the references, like we will add, like in the demo, you will see that thing. So there are three extensions we will use nowadays. So the first of all is Windows IoT extension. The second is Windows the mobile extension, and another one is Windows desktop extensions. So the Xbox will be available in the coming days, but your application will work as it is. You don't have to change anything. So you may include like some features in the coming days. So I will be like now the sharing details right after that. So there are some like hardware specific thing. So basically, let's say there is a the back button in Windows Phone, but there is no back button on Windows. So how we can differentiate, or how we can understand like there is a back button, or that device is working on Windows Phone? So we will just check some details regarding that. So there are some like APIs which are only available on the phone or Xbox or Windows desktop. So we can differentiate in one single code line. We can just say that, okay, so this is just the phone and act like phone. Or we can just say that this is a desktop and act like desktop. Or we can just say the same thing for Xbox too. So there are some different APIs I will be talking about, and you can get more details how we can use and how we can benefit from those things as well. So if you will summarize that thing, so there's desktop, mobile, Xbox, IoT, and more. In the coming days, there will be more devices. So the UWP is the common base for that. But if you would like to implement some specific thing for devices, so basically you can use their extensions. So that will help you to reach their the core experiences. So if you wish, like, you know, we can start from a demo and we can explore. So what are the things in Visual Studio and what are the things and then the new things in Windows 10? We can just, like, you know, see that thing. So basically, like, you know, I have a demo set, like, you know, I will be showing in the next demo right after we will just, like, you know, cover the basics of it. So I'm using Enterprise Edition of Windows Visual Studio 2015, but it is the same the features you can benefit in Community Edition if you are not, like, you know, developing a like an enterprise solution. So basically this is just a Visual Studio. So what you can do is you can create a new project. So whenever you create a new project, like, you know, you will realize there is a universal section there. So as you can see, so through the universal section there are, like, you know, some options like the blank, or there are some, like, you know, runtime components or other stuff, or even some templates, like, you know, I just installed recently. You can benefit from there. So as you can see, like, you know, there is a screenshot, like, you know, saying that. So this is just a, like, you know, one code will be working on desktop, PC, phone, and also, like, you know, the Xbox. So okay, like, now I will be moving forward for the blank application because I just wanted to discover what are the things on this platform. So while it is creating my project, so that I can check the details and how I can benefit from those things. So is there any question so far? So if you have any question, please let me know, like, you know, or if I'm going fast or I'm going slow, just let me know, like, you know, I can just to change the flow of the presentation. Okay, so there's no question so far. So as you can see, like, you know, on the right side, like, there is my solution. Like, you can just see, like, there are some home pages and there are some, like, you know, specific details I will be just moving forward inside of that thing. So this is my, like, you know, the home page, like, when my application launching, it is just going to AppXaml CS. So as you can see, this is just, like, you know, the navigating the application, and then, like, you know, whenever the content is ready, whenever application is launched, it is just navigating to me to main page. So the main page is my the master page, like, you know, my application will come to here. As you can see, like, you know, there are, like, two specific things. One is designer, which is loading right now, and other is, like, an XML based the markup language. So we call it, like, the XAML. Like, you know, you can define lots of things inside of that thing. So on the left side, like, you can find, like, the toolbox and other stuff. So I think, like, you are familiar with it. I don't want to go to the detail too much. So what I will do is, like, you know, I will just, like, you know, go to my screen size and drag and drop a button. So right after that, like, my button is here, so I can change the size of it, like, you know, through the designer, or even, like, you know, I can change from my the code behind side, and I can just say that, okay, this is 75, I just wanted to make it 175. So you can just see from here how it reacting my design when I change the code side. So the basically, like, now there are some specific things. So for example, this looks like a phone view, but we mentioned that this is just a one platform. In order to see, like, now how my design looks like in different platforms, so you can just see in here. So there is a, like, the phone, like, from the different, like, you know, screen sizes, like 5 inch, 6 inch, or 8 inch, like, you can just see in here, like, in the tablet or desktop or Xbox or IoT device for 4 inch or IoT device for 10 inch. So, like, you know, there are lots of specific details you can define your application UI, and you can just check that thing. So there's a question from Gaston, that sometimes the designer doesn't show and we must change the project build. Why? So the basically, like, you know, if you are using third-party solutions like maps or any, like, you know, the UI rendering are required, like, you know, extensions, like, you need to change to, like, an x86, and you need to build the application in order to see, like, you know, what is inside of the application. This is just by design, so you need to build once and then your application will appear in here. So What will we do is, like, we can change the UI device set, like device family, and then, like, you can just see in here, like, it is just changing. So, and also I can see, like, where my button is placed, and, like, this is just, like, helping me to understand how this is working. So, for example, there's a rectangle, like, what I will do is I will just, like, drag and drop into here. So what I will do is I just wanted to, like, talk a little bit about alignment. So basically, like, when you see there is, like, 376, and this is locked, like, you can just see the icon. So whenever, like, you go down, so there are some places. So there is no value, and that is not locked. So this means, like, this is not aligned to the bottom side. This is just, like, aligned only to the top side. And as you can see on the left side, like, this is just, like, the 10 pixel, and it is just locked, but this is, like, unlocked. So when we change the screen size into, like, a tablet view, so you will realize that. So again, like, this unlocked thing is there. And, like, this is there as well. So if I will go back to my phone view, and if I will lock my the view in here, just clicking there. So what it will do, so which is locking there and just showing the 10 the pixel margin to the right side. So whenever I change my size to, like, the device from the tablet, so you will realize that that rectangle aligns to the right side. So if I will do the same thing for the bottom side, it will be the same. So whenever you lock your design, so that is locking to the corners, locking to the, like, the edges, and then your the content will automatically scale, and you can just see that thing. So as you can see, like, my button is not locked, so it looks like that. So this is just basic of XAML. So and also this will be really important for today's the second session, like adaptive UI. In adaptive UI, so the basically, like, you will use, like, these features a lot, like alignment, and also like, these kind of, like, the margins. So that will be really important. So this is just basic XAML, and you can benefit from that thing. And I would like to talk a little bit on the solution in Windows and architecture as well. So as you can see, like, we just changed, like, new UI, and we just, like, to see how it works. So basically there are some different the sections as well. So as you can see, like, this is x86, which is for my desktop usage, like, and I can select from there. At same time, there is x64 and ARM devices as well. So especially if you are building some IoT solutions to Raspberry Pi 2 or something like that, you need to use, like, the ARM. Or if you are deploying your application to your phone, again, like, the ARM build will be helping to you. Or if you are building some desktop applications, x86 and x64 will be helping you to reach, like, those devices. So another thing is, like, as you can see, like, the local machine, like, running your application. So the basic the local machine is launching your app on the desktop. So there is simulator I won't run in this session, because if I will run, I will lose my link connection. So you can just test it in here. Like, if you don't have a tablet or touch enabled device, but if you would like to test touch enabled thing, especially, like, using on tablet, you can use this simulator. And also you can check from different screen sizes. So there are really cool features to change your screen size and screen resolution, and you can test your application there. So that is really, really helpful. I strongly suggest you to test your application on simulator too. So we will be running our application local machine, but remote machine is a different thing. So especially, like, if you have a tablet, let's say 7-inch device, but which is not, like, really powerful for running Visual Studio, you can just connect your device to the same LAN, same one address, one connection, and then, like, you can put your IP address to here, and then, like, you can start debugging your application on your tablet. At the same time, this is same for IoT devices. Like, you can connect your Raspberry Pi 2 device or Minoboard device through the same local internet connection, and then like you know you can test your application through the remote machine. So there's a device like you know, if you have a Windows phone, if you connect it to your PC, you can select that thing and you can launch your application. Or there are emulators which I will be showing you in shortly. So these are helping you to simulate Windows phone without having a real device, and you can just test it from there. So if you will move forward, like you know, you can just see in here like the differences local or running on local or running on device or like you know emulators. On the right side in our project, like you know, we can define like you know device families too. So as you can see, like you know, there's a references. In references, you can just like you know add new thing, add new references like here. So let me just like you know add in here like an add new reference. So when you can when you see that thing, so this is just like you know helping you to like you know move forward. So when you go to Universal Windows on the left side, like this is just my pane opened. Like there is extensions. In extensions, like if you will use mobile features, let's say like you know this SIM bar or SIM card or something like that, so you can just like use Windows mobile extensions. Or if you will use like you know, some pins or details or something like that in your Raspberry Pi device, so then you can select IoT extensions in order to add those details into your application. Same thing for like you know, desktop extensions or other details as well. So these are really helpful things so you can integrate into your application. So right after that, like you know, we mentioned, like you know, there will be Windows 10, and it will be the only Windows in the coming days. So there won't be any Windows 11. So how we will differentiate with the different builds and the different features in the coming days? So basically, if you will go to project and if you will right-click on the properties, so in your project detail, like you will see, like you know, there is a target version. So there's a new November release, which is 10.58.6, like you can just see in here. And this was just like the original one we just like launched in the July, the first version of it. So the basically, as you can see, like this is all called Windows 10, but there are different build numbers. And for example, there will be some specific features which is only available right after like these kind of like, you know, the target at the target versions. So you can differentiate from here and you can say that minimum version will be like you know 10.240, and then like you know max will be this one. So then you can select that thing and then your application will be supporting devices which is like you know between like those ranges. So this is the thing, like you know you can the check from here, like you know, you can check other details like build details from there. So I would like to mention there is more specific details. So when you go to application manifest, application manifest is the main place where you are managing your Windows Store applications. So the basic, you can define your application name or application orientation at set at start time, or you can even like you know the mention how this will look like, and at the same time you will say that will there be any live tile or tile update. You can just like manage from here. So also you can define your logos through here, like you can give some resources to your the logos or splash screens or store logos, like all of them will be available in here. And then you can define just like you know giving the source of it, and it is coming with the local content. Like when you go to assets, let me open the file explorer. So these are like you know the custom logos which is coming with the template. So if we change like these logos, the design of these logos, so these will be reflecting Windows 10 application UI. So yes, like you know, there's a comment, like this is same as Windows 8 and 8.1. So if you're familiar with those, so those will be the same. Again, like you know, this will be the same too. Like you know, with the capabilities, like if you are using, let's say in your application, you will be using microphone, you need to check in here. Or if you are using the camera, or if you're using Bluetooth or something like that. So these are the things, this is the place like, you know, where you need to get the access, where you need to get the permission. Because when a user downloads your application, they will understand if this has these features or if these are like using these kind of specific APIs in their devices. Same thing for contracts, like if you are using some contracts, like you are just defining it here. So you can just access, let's say, print 3D workflow. So this is a really new thing. There are different things as the comment on IAM. So there are new the capabilities and new declarations in Windows 10, and as I mentioned, for these are all new for different device families. And content URIs, like if you are getting any content from outside of your application from a website, you can just define in here and you can mark them. These are the secure content, so I know that thing. So, and also this is just a packaging area. You can define your application package name. So when you are publishing your application to the store, so this will be really important, especially if you are sideloading your application as enterprise solution. Again, this will be very important. So we will be diving deep in the coming days into these areas. So these are the things I just wanted to mention. And I just want to run my application right now, so in my local. So whenever I run my application, this is just building my solution. You can see right bottom side of my Visual Studio, it is just building right now. And right after that, my application will launch and we can see what are the differences. Yep, it is loading right now. It is here. So as you notice that, in Windows 8 and 8.1, all applications were running full screen, or they were running on the side applications, snap in a snap view mode. But as you can see, this is just launching as regular desktop applications, and you can just see this is just resizable, and you can change the size of it. So that basically this is just running like that. But whenever I change my screen UI, so my rectangle is adapting itself because it has 10 pixel on the right side, but my button is stabling there. So this is just desktop view, and whenever I launch this thing in tablet mode, that will be the same again. But I would like to test this thing on my Windows Phone emulator. So what will I do? So basically, what I will do is I will go to my debug section, and I just want to run my application in my emulator, which is open right now. So I will run my application just selecting mobile emulator, and it will be compiling my solution, and right after that it will be deploying onto my phone right after my process is done. So it is just launching right now. Okay, this is cool. I can see my application here. As you can see, this is just a button, how it's supposed to be, and there is a design. So again, this is just a very specific thing, and you can just use this thing and just make it like that. So there's a comment, can we use relative panels? So I will be talking a little bit about that thing in my second session. So we just the mention how we can use this platform first and discover what are the changes, and then I would like to deep dive into some specific thing in that area. So I would like to move a bit forward, but what I did is in Visual Studio, there's a specific design mode. I just right click there and I just said that design and blend. Whenever I said that thing, so my PC just launch exactly the same application app3 into blend. Blend is our design the place, so that basically you can design your application for different device families, and this is more on designer place. I mean, whenever you would like to do some cool design, you can use this thing. So if you are familiar with any design tools like Photoshop or other things, so this looks very familiar. So when you go to the details, as you can see, there are some panels in here, very specific for design. And same thing for on the right side, like you can just see in here, like give some different properties into your applications. So for example, I would like to change my color in like this, and I would like to like remove my stroke. But again, like you can just give some different designs, like from here, like from red to like dark red, and you can just like change the opacity of it, and you can just like change the strength of it, and at the same time, like you can just say change alpha, like opposite of it as well, like through here. So this is very like a specific and really cool place to do that. For example, gradient tool, whenever you select that thing, you can change the orientation of it and rotation of it, and you can just change like some specific thing in your device. So this is really like the cool, and when you play with it, so you will definitely like it. So this is just one place, and another thing is you can define some animations. So let's say I just wanted to change my rectangle size, let's say in 2 seconds. So I will just say that my design should be in my second 2 second, like I just wanted to change like this instead of like putting on right. So as you can see, like whenever I press play button, it is just playing. So this is just a very like an easy task, like I just did in here. So we will have a specific design session, and I will be like diving deep into that thing, so you can just like follow that thing. So I just like created a storyboard and just save it. So without writing a code, I can run my I can play my animation in my application. So what I will do is like I will go to assets in here, and I will go to behaviors, and you will just see there like there are some different behaviors you can just like use in your application. So the basically there's a really cool feature, control storyboard action, storyboard like the animation we created. So I can drag and drop into my button. So whenever I drag and drop into my button, as you can see, that control is added, and you can just see on the right side like there is a play, and I can select my storyboard like animation from here. So the storyboard one. So that's it, like I just save it, and I can run exactly the same application through the Blend as well. So I will just launch my application through here. As I mentioned before, the design is the animations are only available in Blend. If you would like to design some really cool animations, add cool animations, so this is the place to like to do that. So for example, there is a button, so whenever you click that thing, like it is just changing the animation, as you can see. So this is just the basic of it. So what you can do is, so the basic, you can go to your the local machine, and you can launch the exactly the same application on desktop, and you can check exactly the same behaviors on your desktop too. So my suggestion would be like just select one platform first, and then right after that, do your all modifications, and then try to change your design, just checking like on different platforms. So the first of all, like it is here, like it is fully stretched to my screen and to my application screen size. As you can see, whenever I click the button, the animation is changing because of my margins, like this just like played in a very differently in here. So this is just basic of like Blend, and this is basics of animations. There are lots of like cool features like data or states. So we will be like diving deep into our second session. So this is the thing. I just wanted to go back to my slides where we can like cover other stuff. So the basically today I would like to show you a journey. So as I mentioned before, step by step. Application development side, I have a blog, like I am really keen on taking photography, and since my like high school years, like I take lots of photos, and I have a website, a Tumblr website, which is like showcasing my photos. Like, you can just see from here. I will just like to share the link. So the basically, like, I have a website which is cool, but I am not satisfied with this website because this is just a ready template. Like, I am just compiling my photos and publishing through here. So this is good. Like, there is a journey. Like, I experienced, and these are my suggestions where you would like to visit. And same thing for second places. For example, this is from Petra, Amman, and you can just see some photos. But these are cool. Like, there are photos, there are stories. But I would like to share more details, like the location, or I would like to share some, in addition, like the extra suggestions or extra details. For example, I would like to order places by their countries or order places by the region. So these are the missing features. So that's why, like, I started developing an application, and like during this development series, like, I will be adding more and more features. So let's run this application through in here and let's explore. So what are the things so we can benefit from there? So what I did is I just wanted to use my website to build a different perspective, like, just connecting my database. So this is just running through Azure Mobile Services, so you can just benefit from that thing as well. So basically, this is the application. As you can see on the left side, you can see some photos, like, you can just see show by country. You can just see like the show on the map, but all my content is like placed in here. As you can see, like, I can see the details. Again, like, I can go to Petra and I can just check the details in here. Like, in the map, I can see where it is, and at the same time, like, the details, like, regarding my journey, and at the same time, like, the view photo section. So in view photo section, like, I can see the exact of the website I just showed you, because I don't want to like create a new the collage of my photos, because I just want to show the existing one. But I would like to add addition details like location or showing a really like the cool concept. So these were not available on the regular website. So this is one thing, and another thing is like you can just order by their countries, and you can just see like which photos are from which countries, or like which cities. You can just see in here. You can just check the details, and at the same time, you can just see on the map, and you can just have a perspective what kind of details coming from like which countries and which places. So like you can get like the more details from there. So this is just a basic idea, like I just wanted to show you. So this is just the app exactly running on my phone too. So the basically I would like to use my emulator for that, and I just want to launch exactly the same application in my phone. And also, like, we will dive deep into like some specific thing, how we can differentiate like this stuff into like different form factors, and you can benefit from that thing. So the basically, as you can see, like there are like my photos, like as you can see. So for example, if I will go to any single of it, let's say like Amman, like you can just see like there's a map and details. Again, like the view photos or other stuff, this will go to my website, and you can just like see phone view of my website. So this is available like through here. So I would like to check my other, like, the menu items. Whenever I click here, like, this is my hamburger menu, and I can just go to show by country, and then like I can see through the countries. And again, same for the map. So in emulator, map is not like the showing, but as you can see, like there are some the pinpoints like you can just get from there. And again, like there's a link, you can just go directly to my website, or you can go back. So as you can notice that, so there is like there is no back button in here, but like there's a hardware button in my phone. So for example, whenever I go to any content, so I can click here and I can go back, or I can go back to like the further details like I navigated from. So these are the things that you can benefit. So if I will relaunch my desktop version, my local machine version, so you will realize that there is a back button in my application, and you can just use that thing. So we will be talking about there are different ways to implement these features, and you can just see how you can benefit from that those things. So, and also this is adaptive UI, but not very adaptive. So at least it is just changing the sizes. So you can just see the split view is removing when the size is very small, and then whenever you move forward, whenever you making larger, so then you can just see the more content there. But as I mentioned before, when you go to detail, there is a back button. So whenever you click the back button, you can go back. So there are really cool features that you can benefit, and you can just use this thing. The first of all, there is an annoying thing on my application, which is this rate counter. I want to remove that thing. So basically, most of you are annoyed with that thing, right? So what you can do is you can go to application XAML CS. So basically, all nearly all features are the base in here. And this is my Azure Mobile Services connection string, and there are other things you can just get more details. So for example, there is this debug settings. Whenever it is the debug is attached, just add a frame rate counter. So if you can make it to false, turn it to the false, that will just remove that annoying rate counter if you are designing your application. So this is just so easy. So I will just relaunch my application, and you will just see that is gone. So yeah, again, the same thing for Windows Phone as well. So it is just removing from there, so it is not there anymore. So if we will move forward, let's go back to our slide deck. So for adding back button, there are different versions. In hardware buttons, for example, in Windows Phone, or if you are using tablet, so there are back buttons. But in desktop, there is no back button. So in order to do that, you can add a back button on top of that, top of your application shell. So the basically there is a one line of code. So which is windows.ui.core. System Navigator Manager, get current view and application back button visibility, and if you can make it to the visible, and then you will just see the back button. So, or you can add your back button like me, integrated into my application, and then you can just give back comment to that thing. So I just wanted to show you how you can do that thing. So I will just go to my application. So that thing in my home page. So if you can go to my main page loaded, yeah, it is here. So it is just the comment right now, as you can see. So this is just commented. If I will remove the comments, that will just show System Navigation Manager for current view. And this will add a back button on top of my application, on just for desktop. So it is just launching my application again. As you can see, there will be a back button in here, as you can notice. So whenever I go to detail, that will be enabled whenever I go back. So you can just check your application. If there is no go back enabled as page, you can just remove this thing. Or if there is navigation, you can just add that thing instead of adding a back button in here. So this is up to you. You can just use that thing. Again, if I will remove this part of my code, so then that will remove my back button on my top of my page. So let's go to that. Yep. It is here, it is not there anymore. So there is only the window, and then you can just see that thing. So if we will go back to our slide, I just wanted to summarize So these are the things like I just the cover today. So the basic, the Windows 10 responsive design, notification I didn't cover, but you can just get more details. So in the coming days I will be mentioning those things. So basically you can get more detail through msdn.microsoft.com or dev.windows.com. And at the same time, you can reach more trainings through Microsoft Virtual Academy. And don't hesitate to ask any question to me, or you can ask to MSDN forums or Stack Overflow with the correct hashtags. So there are many developers, they are following those things. In order to activate your development, you need to activate through your phone and through your PC. If you go to settings and update and security, you will see that there is new thing for developer sections, and then when you activate developer mode, your application will be ready to deploy your application. So guys, thanks a lot, and we are out of our time. So hopefully you like the details. So the basically these are the topics for the introduction. So we will move forward into adaptive design into my second session, and also we can see how we can differentiate different UIs into phone and PC. And that's it. Okay, is there any question? So there is a good question. How much characters can hold text block in Windows 10? I don't know. I haven't tried it. So I think there's a limit for that. And it depends on your scenario as well. Okay, there's two minimum thing. Okay, I'm just test on Windows 10 and just let me know in second session. Maybe we can discuss that thing. If you cannot find any solution, just let me know. I can have a look at that. You are welcome. Is there another question?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
It's about the app you already showed. First is a basic question. Why did you choose to have the whole application, the UI, in the Turkish language?
That's correct. So the basically my blog is Turkish. So the basically I just implement that thing into my application as well. So that was also another motivation. I need to create an application because many of my foreigner friends were asking for, so is when I will translate my photo journeys into English. So the basically there will be another section in settings with the localization. So it is available there. It is not available there, but the setting is there. So whenever I change my settings into English, so all content will be English, and then you can benefit from that thing after that. So right now, just Turkish. Okay. So guys, thanks a lot, and we can finish the call. And then right after that, we can